Good morning. Lent says it all. Lent is this season that in many ways says it all. What do I mean by that? Lent begins with this Wednesday we call Ash Wednesday that reminds us where we're from. And we walk through these weeks of Lent to the celebration of Easter, which reminds us where we're going. And we walk between those two liturgical moments that we celebrate. On Ash Wednesday, we gathered here at church, and we were encouraged by the number of folks who were gathered here that day for our different services throughout the day. And we came forward and had our foreheads marked with ashes, with those words, "Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And then the season will lead us to Easter Day, where we celebrate this new life. We celebrate our renewal of baptism, which is the entry into that new life. And we will remember that moment that we were marked with oil on our foreheads at our baptism. You are marked with this sign of baptism, and you are marked as Christ's own forever. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And we are marked with oil to remember that we live into this eternal life. Bookends of this season of Lent. And what happens in between? I would suggest today that we breathe. We breathe. Ash Wednesday was the day that we are reminded that we are dust. And while it's not one of the readings of Ash Wednesday, it brings us back to that second chapter of Genesis, the story of creation, where it says the Creator shapes and forms the first humans out of the earth. If you remember that story, it's in chapter 2 of Genesis. God takes this humus, this earth, this dirt, and forms the first humans. And it says that they become alive when the Creator breathes into them the breath of life. Breathes into them the breath of life. And they become alive. They take in that breath. And they're filled with God's life. If you've ever been at the birth of a child and you witness that first breath, and it begins, the gift of life, this breathing. And the rest of our lives, we breathe. And we don't think about it a lot, but we're doing it all the time. And what are we doing when we breathe? I've said this and offered this in my own spiritual journey. This has meant so much to me. We are receiving and we are giving. We are receiving and we are giving. We don't even think about it. We breathe in, we breathe out. We receive, we give. We take, we offer. It's a part of life. The very act of breathing is a statement of trust. It's good we don't have to think about it. We breathe in, we breathe out. And when we breathe out, we believe that God will be, we will have to, what we need to breathe in. And we live in that rhythm. And I would propose to you that that rhythm of receiving and giving is obviously not just about breath. But it's this wonderful, in my opinion, mythic symbol that we see in Genesis of what life is about. This idea of offering and receiving. And so the first reading this morning that we have from the book of Deuteronomy is this story of the folks who were early formed by God and this realization at harvest time, very much an agricultural society, and they realize that the harvest is a gift from God. They've received this great gift, and they see in themselves in this faith journey this call to offer back, to give back a part of that great gift. Many times this reading is shared at stewardship time in the fall. And some may say today, well, that sounds like a reading we'd have in the fall. We're thinking about making pledges in stewardship. But interesting, it's offered today, the first Sunday of Lent, because that idea of stewardship, that idea of giving and receiving and realizing the great gifts we have is not just about a fall campaign. It's about our life. It's this realization that we breathe. That's the greatest gift. And how do we share our lives? How do we share that love? And what it says in this reading is these folks bring the first fruits of the harvest, and they bring it to the priest in the temple where it is offered up to God. And it's interesting, in our liturgical practice, we'll do that in a few moments. We will receive the offering, an expression of our giving, of what we've received, and it will be brought to the altar, and the priest takes it and elevates it. All things come of thee, O Lord. All things, not some things, many things, all things come of thee, O Lord, and of thine own have we given thee. It's not of my own have I given you, or of our own have I given you, but of thine own have I given thee. All things come of thee, O Lord, even the breath we breathe, and of thine own we offer to you. So we live this life, and I would suggest to you during the season of Lent that we breathe, that we look at how we breathe. You know, I'm speaking symbolically of this idea of breathing. I don't want you to sit all during Lent in a chair and just breathe, but to see, but perhaps make that part of your prayer life, and to realize how do I take this gift, that it makes me more alive, and how do I bring that breath to this world? How can our world breathe more? We're tempted in many ways to cut off the breathing. It's the story in the gospel of Jesus being tempted in the desert. The devil comes to Jesus, and after he's been in the wilderness for 40 days, and tempts him with power. A power that is not about life-giving, but life-taking. Giving Jesus power over the kingdom, power over the temple, power even over the bread of life that can feed Jesus. But there's this sense of it will be something that Jesus takes. But that's not about the life of Jesus. And he rejects that temptation because it's not just about taking and holding a power that gives me strength and me power, but a power that Jesus calls us to, that is life-giving. A power that challenges us to look at the world around us and to see where breath is being cut off, where breath is being denied, where life is not happening, where there isn't that giving and receiving, but perhaps there's a lot of taking and wanting to own and possess. As I ache over what's happening in our world in Ukraine, I hear this sense of cutting off breathing, cutting off life, a power that takes, possesses, owns. And that's not the life breath. It's not the breath that God is calling us to. In our own communities, in the work we do in our own communities around us, we see folks who are not fully breathing, people who don't have the ability to even receive. We're called to simply share that breath of life, be in touch with it ourselves. This giving and receiving, when we get out of that balance, doesn't go well. And what Lent is a time for us, I'd suggest, at least it's what I'm going to be doing during Lent, is a time to reflect on that. And realize that we're called to give and receive, so much so that when it comes time for all of us, when we finally come to the end of our lives, as at birth, We receive that breath. When the time comes in our lives, and I witness this so many times, when it comes to that time in someone's life, that final breath, returning the gift to the giver of the gift. And when we do that, God receives that. And we enter into what we believe the fullness of life, eternal life. That's what Easter leads us to. That's what Easter reminds us of. And so in our lives, put simply, we're practicing. We're learning what it means to give and receive so we can prepare ourselves for the fullness of giving this gift to the source of the giver. So during this season of Lent, I invite us to consider a spiritual practice of breathing. Spend time reflecting on that. We say it so often when we're anxious. If someone ever come to you and they're really stressed or anxious, and you say to them, okay, kind of breathe. We say things like that. But let us remember that we are dust. Remember where we came from and what incredible things God the Creator has done with dust, has given us life and calls us to share that life, to breathe that life into a world that is choking, in a world that needs that breath of life, in a world that needs that love, in a world that calls us to follow Christ into this world and bring about this life. Happy Lent.